flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us every Thursday at 4 during the football season, which is going the distance. That football season is Mike Mayock. You can hear him on the Believe in Birds podcast every week. Mike, I got to tell you, man, you seemed as concerned about that Eagles-Commanders game as I did last week. And boy, the Eagles showed us, I think. What a performance.
Well, it was fun to watch. I think we talked last week about how Washington's defense was very average.
Yep.
And the Eagles were going to score some points. I don't think anybody expected 55, but you knew they were going to score some points. I thought the difference in the game really was, you know, your plus four turnover differential, you ought to win every game, no matter who.
Yep.
and I thought the passing game was the most efficient we've seen in quite a while. So, I think the final score blurs some things a little bit, but that was a heck of an effort by the Eagles.
What do you think what was it about the passing game that allowed it to be, after rewatching it, that allowed it to be as effective as it was?
You know, I keep going back to a very similar theme, and, that's what tape watching is about. And really, if you watch every throw that Jalen made, every sack, every pass called, in other words, there were three or four plays, if I was being picky, I could pick out and say, I really think he should have forced this ball in to 11, especially because there were two or three. And one was on a fade, but the beauty was they came back to the exact same fade later in the game for a 35-yard gain on 4th and 5.
Mm-hmm.
And he made that throw. So I could pick nits and say he held the ball on three or four plays too long. But what makes him effective, and let me qualify it, forget the RPO game, forget the play-action game. I'm talking about the regular drop-back conventional offense. When Jalen Hurts gets the ball out on time and gives his guys a chance to make a play, they're efficient, they make plays, and he's very accurate. And I thought that's what they did last week.
You feel like he did enough, though, that you can feel comfortable that it's sustainable going into this next game?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, the goal is to win games, right?
Mm-hmm.
You and I know that.
And right.
It doesn't matter how it looks or how it smells. You got to win a game. And there were times, like, I keep going back to that Pittsburgh game. It was really a good game for Jalen, and mm-hmm. they pushed the ball down the field. They gave their guys a chance to make plays, and they made plays.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, how many turnovers did Jalen have last week?
None.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So he might be overly conservative, but their formula has been run the football. Number 26 is special. Play great defense. Don't turn the ball over. And last week was kind of cool. On several first downs, they threw the ball early in the game,
mm-hmm.
and they completed it. Obviously Saquon had the big run play one, but they did a lot of good stuff on first down with the pass game. And Ike, my whole thing about this is, and we've talked about it, is, you know, can Kansas City make this team play left-handed?
Left-handed,
and they force Jalen to beat them. And when Jalen gets the ball out on time, I think the Eagles score a lot of points. I don't care who they're playing.
I agree. You touched on Saquon. He takes the first play for the Eagles, 60 yards to the house, and seemingly just has a nice, quiet game the rest of the game. He certainly had some more plays. I thought he got tackled at the one-yard line. I thought he was going in for another touchdown there. Had three of them, but he, to me, is still the guy on that side of the ball. How much attention do you think Kansas City goes into their game plan saying, we got to make sure 26 does not beat us?
So, Ike, you and I both know Spags, you know, Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator. He's got Philly roots.
Yep.
You might run into him down the shore this summer. and I think he's as good as any defensive coordinator in the league. He's been around forever, and he's seen everything. So we've talked about, you know, what team has enough talent to slow down number 26 and has good enough coaching to get it done. And I think Kansas City has a chance to look at this thing. And, you know, they got a couple backup defensive tackles that are really good against the run. And most people have never even heard of them, Mike Pinnell and Dirk Nnadi. They don't play much except on run snaps, but they're really good. They got a Sam linebacker named Leo Chenal, really good against the run. I mean, and I think Spags, you know, it's not just about how many guys are in the box. It's about the guys that are in the box, how good are they disengaging from blocks. And I think this group of guys can cause some problems in the run game, especially if Spags makes that a priority. And in my opinion, if I was a defensive coordinator, I would make that 100% the priority, and I would force number one to do what he did last week.
You know, flipping that to the other side, so you're Vic Fangio. You typically play the way that you want to play, but they're going up against potentially the best quarterback we've ever seen. If you're Fangio, what is the best way to attack a Patrick Mahomes-led offense, specifically this year's?
Yeah, the thing about Patrick and Andy Reid also, in the regular season, they've been fairly quiet the last 2 years. You know, they averaged like 22.5 points a game on offense, which puts them right in the middle of the league. It's not like they were not a dynamic offense. They were a better defense this year in the regular season. But they play great situational football. And I think the biggest thing the Eagles have to overcome is that in the winning moments, when it comes down to winning or losing a game, tight game, fourth quarter, they know how to win football games. They expect to win, and they execute. And that's Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. So it's no different than 2 years ago in the Super Bowl when they went down and kick a field goal after Patrick runs, I forget, 25, 26 yards on a scramble. They expect to win the game. So if you're Vic Fangio, you've got to respect their outside speed. Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, they're two of the fastest players in the entire league. And Xavier Worthy's coming on, by the way. Okay? Their run game is coming on. And don't forget, they got maybe the craftiest tight end in the history of football. So I think you're still a top-down defense because you have to respect their speed. And I think you're trying to keep chunk plays to a minimum. Don't give them anything. And force Patrick Mahomes to get down the field in 12, 14, 15 play drives. And that's how Vic has always kind of looked at the game of football. And I think that's how he has to look at it at the Super Bowl.
So, Mike Mayock with us. He's with us every Thursday at 4 during the football season. Mike, I'm going to ask you a question that Ike asked Jack and I yesterday. We asked Shil Kapadia at 3. If you are an Eagles fan and you have to pick one of these situations to be in at the end of the game, situation one, the Eagles are up 4 points. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have the ball at their own 20 with 3 minutes to go. That is situation one. Situation two, Eagles down 4 points. They have the ball at their own 20. Jalen Hurts and the offense, 3 minutes to go score a touchdown. Which situation would you rather be in?
You know what? I'm giving the ball to Jalen and the Eagles offense and saying, you guys have done it all year long. Let's go. And it's a really hard question because I think Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are the best head coach quarterback duo in the league. So I don't want them involved is the bottom line.
Yeah, it's such a huge, sign of respect to say, I'd rather be down than up, which is essentially what you're saying. I agreed with you, but Patrick Mahomes with the ball needing a touchdown with 3 minutes left is just, it feels like the scariest thing ever. Now, Buffalo was in that situation last week, and they had the ball with 3 minutes left. It didn't work out for them. So neither situation is a perfect one. But
it's a great question. And, you know, the net, it's, I love this conversation. In that, you know, Spags is going to come at you with everything. I mean, he's going to blitz the house.
Yep.
And Jalen Hurts and the Eagles better have answers for cover one, which is, a single high safety and man, and cover zero when he brings everybody. And the Eagles better have pass protection answers and answers on getting the ball out quickly to the right receivers.
All right, Mike. Well, we're not going to ask you a prediction because we'll talk to you next week. So, get another week to ruminate on
dissect
that.
Dissect it.
Yeah, but go ahead.
What's the big issue in Philly right now about this game? What's everybody most worried about?
I think we may be a little too confident.
Yes. I don't get the sense anybody's worried about anything.
I think we're still living off. We're still riding that 55-point game Sunday, that high from Sunday. I don't think anybody's concerned right now.
I think if you had to ask people what they're most worried about, I think they would probably say Jake Elliott. Honestly, at this point.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a... So I personally, I think it'll always come down to being able to pass the ball and Jalen. I mean, if you were to ask me what my biggest concern would be, it would be that. But, you know, they've only lost three games this year, you know, so and one of them Jalen didn't even play in, you know, past the first quarter. So it's hard to be worried about anything aside from the fact that you're facing Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
I'm uncomfortable, Mike, not being worried. Yeah, I don't even know. I got to find something to be worried about.
Let me tell you something, fellas. I've never, and I grew up in West Philadelphia, but I've never seen a city where people break ankles more often jumping off on and off the bandwagon.
Well, that is, we are passionate. There's a lot of jumping. Yeah,
man. It's awesome. I love Philly.
All right, Mike. Well, we will talk to you next week. We appreciate you, as always, and looking forward to it. You going to be in New Orleans, by the way?
No, I stay away from Super Bowls like the plague.
Okay.
It's a nice, quiet week at home.
It actually sounds great, to be honest with you. So we'll talk to you at 4 o'clock next Thursday. Thanks so much, Mike.
Appreciate you guys.
There he is.
All right, brother.
Mike Mayock.
See, he wants to stay away from all the hoopla.
Smart.
Smart man.
Yes. You know, he's probably been down there enough times.
He's done it. Well, and he was a GM, and so he's done all that. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, walking from station to station, interview after interview.
Hear these morons, you know. Yeah.
He's not a fun and games guy.
Oh, he's a tapesman.
Yeah.
He is a pure tapesman.
I think he's been great on with us, actually.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, I think he's been really good. And every once in a while, I try to... Can I make Mike laugh here? Make him chuckle a little bit? You know, it's a challenge.
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge. 215-592-9494. Jalen, Super Bowl. Want him in the straight jacket or out of the straight jacket? Tom in Abington, you're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Yo, Brett, Isaiah, and John. What up?
He went with all government names.
Wow.
Yeah, what's up,
why don't you
Tom?
Take it down a notch, Tom?
Yeah, two notches.
Well, I don't recall the Bill of Spike saying no birth names.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's all good.
Well, you asked us how we're doing, which is the first thing.
Yeah.
No, I said what up.
I'll let it slide.
All right. So, one rule at a time. Is it possible to put Jalen's left arm in a straitjacket and leave his right arm free?
You want a little bit. See, everybody wants the perfect solution.
Want a little bit of both. Yeah,
yeah, that's
it. Well, actually, Ike is spot on with this. It's a big surprise there, right?
Yeah.
Spike, all you got to do is think back 2 years ago with this exact game and the same opponent. Like, Jalen played damn near a flawless game, but for one play, and that's the play that wound up costing him. So I see it like he's got to be mistake-free. That's the number one thing. And if that means 25 pass attempts and we run Saquon into the ground, then so be it.
I would take 22 Jalen performance in this game. I would take that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, the fumble and everything. You know, if I have to take everything, they put up 35 points in that game, you know, so I don't know.
If they put up 35 points, they should win this game.
I would hope so.
Yes.
I would hope so.
Well,
if this team, if this defense allows more than 35 points, we got a problem.
Yeah.
Fire Fangio.
In poetic fashion, they're going to win this game 41-33.
Yeah. That'd be great.
How about that? Yeah. How about that?
Yep. Slaying that big red dragon. I'm very confident. I'm not even worried about Jake Elliott at this point. I think that, I don't even think that'll be an issue for us. But they have to play mistake-free football. If they don't do that, then they're toast.
Well, here's what I like about going into it with that thought mindset is that that's the way they've been playing for 3 months now. So it's not as if they would have to change up anything. In other words, I didn't think the 22 team was a conservative team. You know, they were a little bit more daring, and Nick had those couple decisions to make in that Super Bowl 57 that he went on the conservative side. Anytime A.J. Brown at the end of the game is saying, well, I felt the momentum change or the game was lost when we kicked that field goal instead of going for it on 4th and 5.
Right? Yeah, most of us felt that way, too.
Right. Yeah. But this year, this team hasn't necessarily been that way. That's not the way that they've won. They've won – I don't want to say playing conservative football, but they've won playing defense, running game, and then throwing the ball when they need to throw the ball. That's been their formula for success.
That's right. That's right. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Tom, on this day, 1933, Lone Ranger and Tonto debuted on the radio, by the way. What? Give us a famous duo.
Sure. My famous duo is Dolly Parton.
That's very funny.
It's 2 days in a row.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, it's very funny. That is a good one. I give Tom credit for that one. He needed to redeem himself
right,
for
from the early stuff. Yeah,
from the real brand, name stuff. Yeah. If it had just been my real name, I would have been annoyed. But he hit you with an Isaiah.
With
he
Isaiah.
Hit him with a
yes.
John.
You know. Yes. All right. Well, that's the one.
The John.
Why is that the one?
That's the one. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the one that probably jarred everybody.
Well, because
they've heard me called Isaiah before.
Well, yeah.
Obviously, well, obviously my name's not Spike. Like, really.
Well, people think your name is Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want this to be clear. It's not a made-up name that I did for a radio bit.
Like Spike.
Well.
No, I didn't mean that was not a shot at Spike. I'm saying, like, people think that I've been gone by John my whole life, and then, you know, I just switched to Jack here.
No.
I've been Jack my entire life.
Well, but here's the fraudulent part of it.
Well, there's nothing fraudulent.
But here is the fraudulent part of it, is that when you were getting married, it's like, ooh, Jack and Jill.
That's
Jack.
True.
And you're not even, it's John, and John and Jill isn't. And didn't you have an ice cream truck there at Jack and Jill ice cream
truck? They dropped off ice cream, yeah.
Yeah. This is like.
Well, it's not the most fraudulent.
There's no John and Jill ice cream, you know?
But we're Jack and Jill. Are we going to start breaking down fraudulent marriages here at WIP?
No, we are not.
I don't want to do that.
No, we are not doing that.
I get back into a corner.
No. Well, you're not. It's not even us. We're trying to protect other people.
Other people, yes, before you start going on your rant.
Man, holy moly. Push that guy into a corner.
Yeah.
No one is safe.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. 215-592-9494, Yoshi and Brewery Town. What's up, brother?
Yosh!
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's poppin'? The voice is getting better and better every day, baby.
Still on that weird tape delay, though. We say hi. It's like 4 seconds.
What are you, live, like on ESPN, when they go to the reporter that's on the scene?
Yeah.
Ike threw me off.
But you're thrown off every day. It's every day, Yoshi. It can't be every day.
You know what? You get on my nerves. You know what? What's that? I cannot call this radio station without y'all just starting with me. Y'all want the fight. Y'all really want the fight. And I'm going to tell you right now, Spike and Jack, y'all don't want the fight. Me and Ike going to wrestle for a minute, but y'all don't want the fight. Y'all got to leave me alone now.
I fight dirty.
I'm on the phone.
I'll kick you right between the legs. I don't care.
And now I know. You shouldn't have told me. Now I know.
Yeah. I'll throw salt in your eyes like Mr. Fuji did.
Well, you don't have to worry about Jack fighting. Don't worry about him.
Oh, yeah. I did tie one fight once.
I listen. You know what? Yeah, but you were fat. You ain't fat no more, so
no.
You're running now.
That's a good point.
You're running now.
I would.
You only fought when you were fat.
That's a good point. I didn't even want to do it then. Yeah. So what's up, brother?
You know what? I'm going to start saying hello from now on before you even stop talking. Let's practice real quick. Just do it one time. Let me
okay.
How it works.
All right. Yoshi and Brewery Town, you're on WIP. See.
All right. I love y'all cats, man. Hey, man, I need a little bit of. I want them to play their game. Like, don't get crazy, don't get stupid. But I need a little bit of everything from Jalen if we gonna win this game. I mean, if we want to come out and blow them out. I need that 2022 Tennessee and Pittsburgh Jalen. He went over 300 yards in one, almost 300 yards in another. What's the name? He had multiple touchdowns in both. If he's going to be all he can be, Jalen, give me that 2022 against Green Bay Jalen. He was throwing the ball and running the ball. They couldn't stop him. I mean, but if I need that comeback, Jalen, give me that Buffalo Bills game from last year when that other quarterback was looking great and they was hogging him the whole game, and then Jalen just woke up and said, here I am. I need this game. I want this game more than you want this game. So that's what I need. I need that last week with a little enhancement, no blue chews, Jalen. That's what I want from Jalen. I mean, ball out in this Super Bowl, and I believe that kid gonna give it to us. What's his name? Like he ain't been there. He know what it's like. He know that he know that they was this close, and I believe we gonna get a great game from Jalen Hurts on February 9th with that great defense and that great running back, that offensive line, them studs on the outside. Like, man, we gonna win this game. All right. Yo, I'm guaranteeing we win this game. You can keep saying if we win.
I'm just waiting till next Friday. You know me.
Yes.
I'm just waiting till next Friday.
Yeah.
You know me.
And you're going to have the crowd in front of you at Chickies. Oh, my God. Oh.
Glasses are going to come flying off.
Yeah, this is going to be the legendary Ike next Friday.
Hey,
ooh, boy.
Next week, I don't care. You off the leash, boy.
Yes.
Guarantees. Next week. Let's get it. And daggone, what's next? Man, my duo was along the lines of what my man just said. Now I'm gonna just go on and give a regular duo. What's next? I'm gonna go SpongeBob and Patrick.
That's a great answer.
Are they a duo?
Yeah, well,
yeah,
friends,
kind
too.
Of. Yeah, they're a duo.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I wanted to say, I did want to say Lonnie Anderson's headlights, though.
All right.
Yes, there. Well, you got to be in.
There. Got to anyway. Yep. Yosh.
Horny Yosh.
Yep. He was like, somebody stole my thunder. Here it is anyway. Want to make a boob joke? I got to do it.
The veins started popping in his head.
Yeah. So Jason Kelce was on the morning show today. This is where he said the Taylor Swift thing, right?
Yeah, we'll get the other thing later.
Yeah. So coming up next, Kelce was on the morning show today, as he normally is. And remember, Taylor Swift was a big Eagles fan, as she is from, what, Reading, I think, whatever?
Yep.
And now she is dating Travis Kelce, blah, blah, blah. And Jason revealed on the morning show today who he believes Taylor will be cheering for at the Super Bowl.
Awesome.
Not a lot of surprises there. Well, we'll see. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. If it's your first time listening, thank you so much. Once the Super Bowl's over, you should continue to listen.
That's when the show gets good.
Yes. Yeah. The off season. Yeah, that's when we let it all hang out.
All of it?
Well, depends on the day.
Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher.
Jason Kelce was on the WIP morning show today. He really does. He really does hammer the Ike drops.
Well,
they're just the best drops, man. Like, what do you want me to do? There's just so many winners in here.
Yeah.
Don't start.
Do you want me to start firing them off?
No. Jason Kelce is on with the WIP morning show every week.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Is there one more you want to do before I continue?
Nah, I'm all right.
All right. Okay. Yeah. You sure?
It's coming, believe me. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
All right, there we go. Okay. Jason Kelce's on the WIP morning show every week, and he was on today. And Taylor Swift, Pennsylvania girl from Reading.
Yep. Ross Tucker's hometown.
Grew up an Eagles fan. Also, well, Richie's close to there. Richie is...
Well, he's Mechanicsburg. That's like by Harrisburg, yeah. So it's south.
Yeah.
Well, he's fraudulent.
Fraudulent what?
He doesn't get to claim Taylor.
He can claim Pennsylvania. Still in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, what is he, a fraud?
Yeah. By the way, Richie, I think I've mentioned before, Richie's high school football the highlights are outrageous. He looks like a grown-up playing with children.
Yeah.
He looks like a giant.
Well, and if I remember the story correctly, I think Carl Ravage did his high school state championship.
Wow.
Oh, called it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is crazy.
That? Yeah,
so now it's Carl Ravage.
Yeah. So, Kelce, that's what we're on. Yeah. So Taylor Swift, you grew up an Eagles fan, now is dating Travis Kelce, and Jason was on the show this morning to let everyone know who he thinks Taylor is cheering for.
We have seen for the last 2 years now, many times, Kansas City scores a touchdown, particularly if it's your brother.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift in the booth, she's going crazy, the hugs are going all over the place, goes viral. $100 to you.
$100, okay.
Saquon Barkley scores a touchdown.
Yes.
You hug Taylor Swift and say, go Birds!
Yeah.
$100?
$100.
I'm sure that's very tempting.
Oh, yeah, right? Sure. I'm sure that's tempting.
I'm just saying it. Let her know the hammer says, go Birds. By the way, the whole city of Philadelphia says, go Birds. And also sure. Says she grew up an Eagles fan. What the hell?
Yeah, she grew up in the area. Nonsense? She knows what everybody's cheering for this weekend. She's obviously on the other side of it. But.
Now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If you were... It's fine to me that she's cheering for the Chiefs.
Yes.
I guess if you were in that situation, would you feel any conflict at all, or would you just switch?
Yeah, I would have a conflict.
You would.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing: everybody isn't a diehard fan.
Right. She could be a
casual
regular
fan. Yes. She's not. Maybe not even a. I guarantee you she's a bigger football fan now than she was prior to Travis Kelce.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
Right? So she rooted for the Eagles or claimed to be an Eagles fan because this is the team that's in her area.
Yep.
And her dad is an Eagles fan, right?
I think
her dad is an Eagles fan.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's probably was an Eagles fan by
association.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yes. So now she's in love.
Yes, with a guy on the Chiefs.
Yes, with a guy on the Chiefs.
And I think also, I don't think it would matter, but it's not like the Chiefs are a rival of the Eagles
right.
or something. You know,
although, don't we have a Chiefs bar here?
We do. Big Charlie's in South Philly. We did a Wright's Ricky event there years ago at
My
Big
goodness,
Charlie's.
You are all over the place.
Yes. I love Big Charlie's. Shout out Big Charlie's, even though they're Chiefs fans. I'm trying to remember where it is because I lived at 11th and Rittner, and it was I think it was 3 or 4 blocks away. But yeah, we have a Chiefs bar.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with it.
No, and now when because I'm trying to Jack, would you now you're a diehard, but let's say
right.
you were somehow in that situation, would you?
I think I'd still be Philadelphia.
Yeah,
maybe to be both.
Well, I feel like again, with Jason. I think Jason's interesting because he obviously has his brother.
But he's an Eagle.
As an only child. Don't get it. Very weird, the concept of siblings.
Right.
But I think it'd be very hard for him to not be happy when the Eagles are doing well. And I think he'd be happier for the Eagles doing well than the Chiefs winning. I think he'd be happy for his brother.
Yes.
But, you know, I think he's more invested in the Eagles.
Yeah. Now, when I, in my three...
He's more invested in the Eagles than his brother's happiness.
His brother's happy.
You really believe that?
I do think he's going to be more cheering for the Eagles. I think he'd be happier when the Eagles score on Sunday than, let's say, a non-Travis Kelce Chiefs scores on Sunday.
Well, you can have conflict with your brother in that way.
I get that. But we're talking about ultimately winning the game. You're saying he would be happier if the Eagles win than if his brother wins. I'm not buying that.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm not. And he's going to say the right things.
Of course he is.
I got four brothers. So I get the idea of he's been Travis's brother his entire life.
Yeah.
I understand he's played for the Eagles and he bleeds green. I get all of that. I think he's had to tell himself he can't root for either one of them because he knows ultimately he's going to be happy with the results.
Right.
Sure.
It's what the truth is that the answer that we're looking for is just in his heart and we'll never hear it.
Yes.
Yes.
Not.
Yeah.
But that's his brother.
It is. So here's my only counter.
Yes.
I think it was his first ring. I think he'd be very Travis.
Or even more conflicted. Yes. Because then he really would be lying.
I think he'd be very, very happy for
yes.
Yeah. This one's like, well, come on, you're fourth.
Yeah.
How I many agree. Well, so and that's why I don't believe. I don't think he would be heartbroken if Travis doesn't win.
You know I don't what think I'm so saying? Either.
Like, I don't think, and because the Eagles have won a Super Bowl, I don't think he was a part of that. You know, part of him still gets to say he's the only team that won the Super Bowl.
And now we got the 72 Dolphins
listen,
problem.
Listen, yeah. Let me tell you, as someone who was barely on that hierarchy thing, right? The totem pole.
Yep.
Been completely kicked off of it almost.
Your photo's still at the link.
Still at the link. That's right. With the other greats. I'm just saying, our 04 team and our run gets pushed further and further down the list.
Yes, every
the
time
they
win.
The more the other teams win.
Yes, I agree with that.
You become less special.
Yes.
So they were the first. They'll always be the first. But if there's another one, then you're not as, you're almost, as fans, we're going to fall in love with the newest, with the team that just won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Right? So
well, because
we're ready to put Saquon on the Mount Rushmore Eagles players.
Well, and the city, by the way. Like
exactly.
We've jumped to the
that's
entire...
how fast you'll get kicked to the curb around here, man.
Well, don't. The good news for you is that I probably got, what, like 25, 30 years left here on WIP? I'm going to remind everyone the 04 team
was the best one.
Still right. The best one.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, listen, we still got those diehards out there that love the 04 team. I'm just saying we're 20 years removed from that era.
Mm-hmm.
And so these newer teams become more of the generation's favorite players.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I understand it. I just happen to be on the radio every day, so I'm good.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. No. But also, how would Jason feel if Travis has like three more Super Bowl rings than him?
Well, here's the thing. Once you get one, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
They play two different positions. They're both going to the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And they both have won it. You see what I'm saying? Like, this really is just icing on the cake for Travis.
Yes.
This isn't anything that I don't think of. He's already the best tight end ever.
Dude's got a lot of cake and a lot of icing at this point. Dating Travis,
sure
dating Taylor Swift.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Yeah. Three Super Bowls, you know, like, enough.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Chill out.
Yes.
Yeah, let the other people have
yes.
it.
Yes. So I think Jason is in that position where he's like, you know what, it's a win-win for me.
Well, the funny part was, I guess, Guy.
Not Kylie?
That's Kylie's different. Yeah, yeah. Although.
That's different.
Although.
Yes.
Kylie said on her podcast that they're all of his daughters are wearing Win It For Trav shirts.
She's not.
But I don't think she's.
Oh, you mean all of his nieces?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
Ooh, boy.
Really?
I don't know. Did you get that correct?
Let me get the exact thing.
Yes, exactly. Because you start just throwing stuff out there.
This is something he saw on Twitter.
Yes.
There's no way he listened to the podcast.
It said, Go Uncle Trav. That's what the shirts say. Go Uncle Trav. The Kelsey girls will be wearing it.
Oh. I don't know about that. Well, how are we raising them? Are we? And it's not on me to tell anybody how to raise their kids, but
just dogs.
I will tell you that. But if you're going to raise them as Chiefs fans, they're going to be Chiefs fans.
Well, maybe they're
getting raised as Eagles fans.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're wearing Travis Kelce T-shirts against the Eagles.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
they're probably conflicted.
Yes,
Kylie will not be conflicted.
No, she will not be conflicted. Long as Jason doesn't have on Chiefs gear.
Yes.
I said last night.
And we don't need an Ike when Lindor hits the home run fist pump out of him when the Chiefs score either.
That's 100% truthful.
Yes.
Yes. My suggestion was, if you want to represent a little bit of red, you can just wear a Phil's hat. You know what I mean? No?
What they should have asked him is where will they be watching the game?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, I would love to know. Yeah. He's going to be in the Kelce suite.
I think he's going to be in that
suite. He's going to be in that suite.
And which means he's going
to
be on camera.
He has to be in there with the Eagles gear on, though.
I hope so. Well, we'll see. He's going to be, for as interested as I am in the game, I'm also interested in how Jason handles this.
To be honest with you, I'd rather see him in Chiefs gear than 50-50 gear. Pick a side. Have a take. Like
No, there's no way you want to see him in Chiefs gear.
I don't want to see him in one of those corny...
The half-and-half jerseys.
Half-and-half jerseys. Yes. Absolutely not.
There's no way I want to see him in Chiefs gear.
Zero.
You'd rather see him in a 50-50 jersey?
Sure. Actually, yeah. That's a Mount Rushmore Eagle. Yeah. In the Eagles, in the Super Bowl, if he's in Chiefs gear, off the Mount Rushmore. You're basically Rasheed Wallace at this point.
Yeah, somebody ask Sheed who he's rooting for in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he said, no problem.
He's
a
Chiefs fan.
Yeah, he will not have a problem doing that. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls after Ike tells you about this.
All right, the Birds know what championship performance looks like, right? Well, so does Elite Acura. Experience the all-new Acura ADX, where championship-caliber luxury meets cutting-edge innovation. Just like our birds soaring to the big game, the ADX elevates everything about the driving experience. With all-new drive, advanced safety technology, and an innovative digital cockpit, the ADX delivers the future of premium performance today. Visit Elite Acura this February to be among the first to test drive the revolutionary ADX. Boy, this has a lot of words in it. And while you're celebrating on the road to New Orleans, drive home in the stunning all-new 2024 Acura ZDX that you can lease now for just $299 per month with $29.99 down. The future of luxury performance is here, and it's at Elite Acura. Located just off Route 73 in Maple Shade, or check them out at EliteAcura.com. And remember, no one can compete with Elite.
All right, Leo in the Northeast, you're on WIP. Straight jacket on or off for Jalen in the Super Bowl, Leo?
Well, hello, my afternoon brothers. Straight jacket on. You got to stay with the girl that you came with, unless you're Joe DeCamera and you decide to go with your cousin. That's besides the point. I want to see him just stay like he's been doing. That's how we've been winning. Run the ball, you have to take the shots when you can, take what the defense gives you. That's going to be the only way we can beat these guys. If he shows up like he did in 22 and starts slinging it, we're doing good, I'll be just as happy with that. As long as we beat the Chiefs. I don't care that it's Andy Reid. I don't care anything about his history with us. He's a great coach. I like him. Someone's got to knock these guys off their pedestal. They got to knock them down a notch. It's our turn this year.
All right, Leo. I'm going to ask you this, though. I understand and agree whatever it takes to win. I get it. Understood. What do you think it's going to take to win? Do you think it's going to take him throwing the ball more like he did on Sunday, or do you take it that it could be more like the first two games of the playoffs where he throws it 18 or 20 times? Forget it. I agree. If you were to tell me I could be assured of a Super Bowl playing any way, I would take that way. But my question is, what do you think it's going to take?
It's going to take him to throw the ball, I guess, more, but I don't want to send him to where he throws the interception. I'm terrified of it. You know what I mean? I'm terrified of losing the turnover. You know what I mean? It drives me crazy. But, you know, we got to do what it takes. It means we're going to for a while, and if it's not working, then start slinging it, that's fine. But we got to stick to what brought us there.
Okay. Leo, right? Leo, give us a famous duo.
I got Murtock and Riggs.
Can you say again?
Murtock and Riggs from Lethal Weapon.
Oh, that's a great one. That's a great one.
Hey, I got one question for you guys real quick.
Yep.
All right, did you smoke that cigar yet, or are you saving it for the Super Bowl?
You know what, Leo? Yes, I am saving it. I have not smoked it yet. Too cold outside. Have not been able to get to a cigar spot. But yes, as a matter of fact, might be taking it to New Orleans with me.
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Yep.
And, Spike, you still got some oatmeal left?
I do. I actually, so I have half of it here and half of it at home.
He does.
I have it in my locker just in case I need an oatmeal as here, but I also have it at home as well. So thank you.
I eat two packs every morning for God knows how many years. I love it.
There you go. Oatmeal's the best. All right, Leo.
Have a great day. Punching out.
All right. See you, brother.
So Gilio texted me this.
Okay.
Off of the conversation. What's Jason's reaction? If Travis has like a big fumble under 2 minutes and like guarantees the Eagles win.
Oh, he's sad.
Yeah, he's dead.
I think his initial is oh no. He doesn't want to see Travis blow it.
No, I agree.
Nope, I agree. He's
now what's Kylie's reaction?
Kylie celebrates.
Listen, we're at the yeah.
Is there going to be a live cam on the? I need a. I kind of want a Kelce cam.
But at the rate this is going, yes, there will be a live cam in there pointing at them. Especially if he's going to be in the same suite with them.
Yeah.
Well, you already know it's probably an over and under on how many shots of Taylor Swift they show.
Oh, sure. Right? Yes,
there's
absolutely.
There's an over under to that.
Yeah.
There'll be bets on that.
Yeah.
I forget what it was last year. I think it was like 8.5.
My gut was going to say 6. Yeah. I would say that 6.5.
I need Jason and Kylie to get to Mr. Lurie's suite.
Yes.
Just go over there and watch the game with Bradley Cooper and the rest
half
of the guys.
Halftime, go say hi to the Kelces.
Yeah.
Just watch with Mr. Lurie. Yeah, he paid you a lot of money, man. Paid you a lot of money.
What are you going to sit on that side and root? Yeah, what are you doing?
I didn't think I'd be as interested in this as I now am.
Yes.
Like it's might be overtaking the game.
Who the Kelces are cheering for?
Yeah.
John and Mullica Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
So Blow the Whistle is absolutely way better than Dancing on My Own, number one. Number
Boom.
One.
Sure,
well, it's a better song, but it doesn't mean as much. Come on.
Well, let's go with the better song. So,
okay,
anyway,
thank you.
I'm sure there's some wonderful sites out there that will have some wagers on what Mr. Kelce is going to be wearing in that box.
Yeah, so, sure. Yeah.
That would be an interesting line. I know my brother's got a really good prop bet for Cooper DeJean to make the MVP. It's like a $5 to $11,000 payout. It's really cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is that?
Say, yeah, what is the odds
plus on that? $10,000, plus $15,000, yeah. Well, that's what Super Bowl's fun for that, you know.
Never know. You never know.
Well, Larry Brown was an MVP for the Dallas Cowboys in one of the Super Bowls. So
no, he was a Sixers coach.
Different Larry Brown.
I keep the straight jacket on him. You got to go with what we've been doing all year. I think keep Mahomes off the field. You have the defense play. You win the turnover ratio. And you just run the ball. Run it. Let's say Congo.
Run the damn ball, man!
Yeah, I
hadn't heard that in a while.
Yeah, I'm.
Well, he's banned from the show for a while.
I am. Who? Chuck?
Yeah.
He was. Yeah. I didn't do it. I just, to be clear, I did not ban Chuck. I'm not so sure. I see where I come to on John. I think we're going to have to throw the ball. I think we're going to have to. And I would rather do it on my terms than have them shut down Saquon for a quarter and a half, end up down 10-0, and then be forced into throwing the ball. So I'd rather do it on my terms than their terms. But I hear what you're saying. And to be quite honest with you, I'm not super confident in it either, in the let's go throw the ball some more. But I think we're going to need to do it. Like I think there's a very low possibility that we walk out of there with one of the 140-yard Jalen games and we win the football game. But maybe we can.
Be less than 200, though.
Could be.
Yeah, he could do 180.
Yeah, could be. Could be.
To your point, Blake, though, the best thing that I saw Jalen do last week was he threw the ball away four times.
Yes, quickly.
He never did that all year. We were screaming in our seats all year, throw the ball away. And he did it four times last week, so that was awesome.
Yeah, well, not taking sacks. I mean, he did a lot of really good things in that game. Yeah. First, didn't take sacks. Second of all, it took shots. There was only one that I counted that where AJ had one-on-one, he didn't take the shot. It was the one where he took the sack right after and it put him out of field goal range. But he took shots to AJ and Devontae when they had, you know, man coverage, even though they were sort of covered.
Yep.
He didn't take sacks. And those are as important as anything else. John, give us a famous duo.
So Jack probably won't like this, but to satisfy the seasoned minds of this show, another anniversary 40 years ago, was the duo of, if I sing it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Shamil, Shamazel, Hasta Pepper Incorporated.
We're going to do it.
There we go. Go now. Laverne and Shirley.
Thank you, John. Laverne and Shirley.
That's an awesome duo right there. That's right up our alley.
Now, was Happy... Laverne Shirley was a spinoff of Happy Days. Yes. Happy Days wasn't a spinoff of Laverne and Shirley, right?
Yeah, right, okay. First.
Because Lenny and Squiggy were in Laverne and Shirley.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry, Jack. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question based on that question we were just talking about, Jalen in the Super Bowl. Next Sunday against the Chiefs, do you want the Eagles to be conservative like they have the majority of the season, or do they have to take risks? 60.8% say play like you have. It's been going up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And 39.2% say take some risks. Jack, have you ever, you've never even seen Happy Days, have you?
No.
You know the Fonz, though, right?
I know the Fonz, yeah.
And you know that's where Jump the Shark came from.
Did not know that. So Happy Days.
Yes.
And Cheers are different, right? Obviously.
Yes.
Cheers, the one in the bar.
Correct.
In Boston, right?
Yep. Happy Days is, was it Arnold's?
Yep, in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
The one show I try to go back and watch, because a lot of people can compare me to this guy, was Married with Children.
Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You've got some Al Bundy to you.
Dude, first team all chess, mine 2012.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
That's you right there.
Come on, man.
The Jump the Shark thing was when an episode where Fonz was on a wave runner or whatever and literally jumped a shark. And people say that that's where the show went too far. So that's where the phrase jump the shark comes
from. That's when it was time to get rid of Happy Days.
Yes.
In other words.
Yeah, that was the end.
The show had jumped the shark.
That was the end. Yep. So every day at 5, we do a wonderful, interesting, entertaining segment called the Top 5 at 5 that Jack leads. What do we have coming up today, Jack?
The top 5 things the morning show has to stop doing.
Oh, boy. You are just dead. You know, Seltzer's listening today. I've gotten a couple of texts from Seltzer. Does that back you off of your top 5 at all?
Not at all.
Nope.
Okay.
Actually, right. Might encourage it.
Okay. Yep. All right. That is next. It's the WIP
I know
Afternoon
Show.
Yep. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.